This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. 12.5 days. What is that? I hear you asking. That's how long, on a rolling average, container ships are spending at anchor off the port of Los Angeles, waiting to pull in and unload. For those keeping track, last week when I gave you that statistic, it was 11.5 days. So the supply-side problems we are having in this economy ain't necessarily getting any better. Consider that to be in service of this. Today, the consumer products behemoth Procter & Gamble said it is going to raise prices on a bunch of stuff. Skincare products, oral care products, razors as well. P&G says we can thank those aforementioned transportation costs due to the congestion as well as a shortage of raw materials. But the company says it's trying to do some inflation mitigation, too. Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going with that one.
Procter & Gamble says it's identifying backup suppliers, piling up extra raw materials, even reformulating some of its products with materials that are available. Jonathan Gold with the National Retail Federation says a lot of manufacturers and retailers have been getting creative.
This includes bringing product in earlier than they normally would, looking at other ports. You've certainly seen larger retailers who have chartered their own vessels.
Procter & Gamble says these kinds of strategies can help the company control costs. David Marcotte at Kantar Consulting says companies are also trying to ensure that people are even able to find their products in the first place.
They have to have not only one plan, but two plans, three plans, an alternative to be sure that they can get product to market.
Given the backups at factories and ports, the shortage of truck drivers, and everything else that's clogging supply chains, Wendy Liebman, CEO of WSL Strategic Retail, says there's a lot to be gained from store shelves that at least appear reasonably well-stocked.
Even if it's not, you know, six deep on a shelf, even if it's three deep on a shelf.
Empty store shelves, she says, can erode the public's confidence in a store and the brand they're looking for.
And especially when you're in an essentials everyday category like cleaning products, laundry detergent, paper towels, pet supplies.
And if those staples aren't available, she says that can even erode people's confidence in the entire economy. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.